Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 12, 2026. Infrastructure work is continuing in Gloucester, and five local teams will be vying for the state championships. Showers, breezy, mid-30s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 7.09 p.m. Bobby Grady writes in the Gloucester Times, Gloucester's City Council has approved a $3.32 million loan to cover the reconstruction cost of St. Peter's Landing and Marina, but work is not expected to interfere with St. Peter's Fiesta. The council approved the loan at its meeting Tuesday night. Councilors said much of the cost will be recouped through a $2.6 million grant the city received from Seaport Economic Council in January. The extent of the work includes repairs to the site's superstructure by replacing landside pilings, topside planking, the seawall interface, and dockage. The city's harbor walk goes over the wharf and is home to St. Peter's Marina, where about a dozen lobster boats dock. The design would not change St. Peter's Landing and Marina, a nexus between the seaport's tourism economy and its traditional fishing industry economy, but would only reconstruct the aging components. And Bobby Grady also writes, the temporary traffic signals and fixed work zone on Western Avenue in Gloucester for Blimmin Bridge repair work were removed Wednesday night, according to the Massachusetts Department of Transportation. Work to conduct critical steel repairs on the bridge will continue through March 22, with one-way alternating traffic during work shifts from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Sunday. Temporary traffic control devices and police details will be out during these times, and Western Avenue will be open to two-way traffic at the end of each work shift. The Blimmin Canal closure to marine traffic will remain in place until March 22. And Matt Petrie reports in the Newburyport Daily News, despite a harsh winter, Newburyport City officials confirmed that construction of the Recreation and Youth Services Center at 59 Low Street is still on schedule for November completion. Once completed, the Recreation Center will house the city's Recreation and Youth Services Department, which has been without a permanent home since 2021, when the boiler at its last location, the former Brown School, was deemed unusable. On May 13, voters approved a $6.5 million debt exclusion to pay for most of the city's $8.3 million plan to build the center.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the North Shore has five high school playoff basketball teams shooting for state titles this weekend. All championship games will be played at the Songa Center in Lowell. Here are the games in chronological order. Friday, girls basketball at St. Mary's versus Medfield at 6:15 p.m., and then the boys take over St. Mary's versus Masconomet at 8 p.m. On Saturday, boys Division IV tournament. It's Georgetown versus Wareham at 2 p.m. Also in boys' action in D2, it's Salem versus Hanover at 6 p.m. And on Sunday, girls' basketball, D3, Bishop Fenwick versus Pittsfield at 4 p.m. And again, all games are at the Saugus Center in Lowell. A shout-out today to former Saugus High School boxer Sam LaRusso. He recently won the 165-pound middleweight All-New England Golden Gloves title. Bruins and Celtics both off last night. Tonight, the Bruins host the Sharks, while the Celtics play in Oklahoma City. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.